call to order this regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Langle on May 26, 2015 at 7 p.m. Pledge of allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Daniel Blake, and if you remain standing for the invocation to be given by Molly Przymka.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
My mother has asked me to make this tribute to a wonderful man who has passed on today, Bob Prinella, City Manager. In the words of Mark Twain, "The fear of death follows from the fear of life. A man who lives fully is prepared to die at any time." Could we have a moment of silence to remember a man who served our community so well?
Thank you.
Thank you, Molly.
We have no ceremonial matter, so roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Blake.
Here.
Przymka.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Decker. Powell.
Here.
Mitchell.
Here.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Anyone have any amendments? Item 4, conflict of interest. Item 5, consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk, items 6A, 7A, 7B, and 7C.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Przymka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 8, Borough Manager's Report.
In addition to the written report, a couple items. We did receive additional funding for our jail. We received that notification today, about another $42,000, which it all helps in our budget. So that was certainly good news. Also today at noontime, the Port Commission met and considered a funding plan to fund Shoemaker Bay. And they will be forwarding their recommendation to the assembly. That will be on the June 9th meeting. And the funding plan is made up of, if it's funded and if it's approved, there's an application process for state funding of $5 million in their harbor replacement pot. And the total price tag of the Shoemaker Bay is about $10.7 million. So it'd be, I think, $5 million from the state, roughly about 3.2 from the existing harbor reserves for that purpose, and then they would need to approve some revenue bonds at about $2.5 million to make this work, and the revenue bonds would be paid out of existing harbor revenues. There would not be any rate increases to pay this. So anyway, we'll bring that information on June 9th. So those are kind of the two additional things here. And then on my report, there's some information about the Biker Junkyard. And I'd like Carol Rushmore, because she's been working closely with DEC and EPA folks to look at this site. If she could come up and give you a brief update, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, several years ago, since we acquired the Biker Junkyard site from a foreclosure, we applied for and received from EPA a targeted brownfield assessment grant, which basically we were working with EPA to start the testing process so that we could eventually clean up that property, knowing there were some contaminations on the site. EPA came in last summer to do the testing. We had a teleconference with them last week, and basically there's a couple areas on that site are very high levels of lead contamination in a couple of those sites. Very much so that it is a threat to public health and safety. So we are posting signs on that site EPA is looking at trying to work with us to acquire some funds to actually come in and do the cleanup of those two specific areas. There's also was some testing out in the water, certainly not as elevated as some tissue samples of some clams. So people do clam down there. So we're just providing a warning that there could be some contamination, but on the site there is. And so this is sort of a public notice. We're going to have things posted tomorrow, work with the paper and the radio to let the public know that there is a potential health concern on that site. The adjacent neighbor sites were also tested. They did not come out with those high levels. So it's just trying to stay off that site so you don't run into that lead contamination.
Any questions?
Are we planning on testing city workers who worked at the site and contractors and so on? So that's in place.
No, that was it.
Then,
are there any plans to do any further testing in the future? Say it takes several years down the way to get money to finish this cleanup. Do we need to look at periodically testing the neighbors' areas and the beach access down below there to make sure we're not getting any runoff or anything spread out over time?
At this point, EPA is putting together a response plan and sort of that future. So because of these high levels, they're actually working very closely with DEC and us to assure in the future, and actually trying to help us to acquire some of that cleanup. So yeah, there will be a sort of a monitoring and response plan that will be put together here shortly.
Yeah. Carol, where do they figure this is coming from? Batteries?
Oh, there was all sorts of batteries, transformers. There was so much stuff on that property. Who knows what caused it over the years? I mean, you know, 50 some odd years, all that stuff was out there.
And they tested for solvents and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, they had Transect set up. They did quite a bit of extensive testing, and so they have a good handle on where the high levels of lead are. And then there's other contaminants. We'll be getting the final report here soon.
Have you got any idea how much you're going to be excavated to remove it?
I don't know at this. You know, I had it written down. I don't know. I can't remember off the top of my head. They cited a figure to us that they're looking at, but that's what they're still trying to put together based on the testing reports.
So they haven't done any drill samples, core drilling?
I don't really know how they're stamping. Yeah, I mean, they did do some core sampling. That's kind of what they were doing last summer. That's why they know. There was, like I say, I can give you the sampling report of how the test plan, sampling plan, I guess I should say, but I can't tell you here off the top of my head. I just know the results that they passed on to us last week was to warn the public of a potential high level of lead contamination at the site.
Jeff, if you would, just for public information, of how the city basically got stuck with this problem.
Yeah, we, as you know, this property, as Carol said, came to us through a property tax foreclosure. And Mr. Byford owned the property. He's the one that had the junkyard for years and years and years back, I believe back into the 40s and 50s maybe even. Maybe not quite that far back, but at least the 50s. And then he sold this property to Curtis Gibb, or Gibbs. You know which it is, Dave? Gibb or Gibbs?
Yes. Yeah. Gibb.
And so he acquired the property, and then I think he sold a lot of the cars and stuff off of it. Shortly after that, he moved south, I believe, and stopped paying the property tax on it. When it came time to do a normal property tax foreclosure, I was of the opinion that we didn't want to foreclose on it because then we would own it. And the attorney basically told us that state law allows us to foreclose, but you can't selectively foreclose. So you can't foreclose on some property and not others, even if there's issues like this. So it was either never do another foreclosure or you had to include this. So we didn't have a lot of choice but to inherit it. Luckily, generally, we have been told, and we'll see how this goes, but normally we're not the responsible party. We didn't contribute to it. We were kind of legally made to have it. So I think it sounds like maybe EPA is, they can make the decision, I guess, to say, hey, this is your bill. We'll clean it up and then we'll send you the bill. But it sounds like we're very hopeful and reasonably confident that they will pick up the tab on this and get it cleaned up.
Yeah, there are federal regulations that do protect municipalities that inherit contaminated property through foreclosure. But again, they've given us the citation, they've said work with your attorney, but they have acknowledged that we should be protected.
I know there are different levels of cleanup based on what the future projection for the property use is, like cemeteries one thing, residential lots would be the highest. What level are they talking about doing that to?
Right now, we have told them we would want it to residential level.
Okay.
To that status. Now, a lot of it may depend on funding down the road, but that is what the goal is at this point in time.
I would, in my personal belief, I would like to see whoever does this cleanup, this contract be let out locally. If it's a job that we can't do locally, I would like to see it broke apart to where the dirt work or whatever is hired out to local contractors, the inspection, the engineering. If we can't handle it here, break the contract up. But I would like to see as much of that money stay in Wrangell as we can keep.
My understanding right now is that EPA is doing the cleanup. So we won't necessarily have much say in that, but you have to have a lot of certifications and whatever they call it for. Yeah, for that cleanup, and but we don't have their actual response plan yet. They're still trying to get the money, still putting that together. But I don't know how much say we will have in who will get that contract. But it will be excavated and removed off island, so it will be a very expensive process.
We can encourage them wherever they can to do that, but I think there is. Like she said, the certifications for that.
Anything further? Thank you. Okay. Did you have anything?
It's not on that
okay,
subject.
Okay, did you have anything further on your report?
No, not that.
But that I wanted to ask the manager about the water situation, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, I think, as you know, we've had some great weather here. The flip side of that is the reservoirs are, you know, slowly dropping. It's not at a panic stage yet, but it wouldn't take too much longer. Our reservoirs don't hold a lot of supply, long-term supply, and so we rely on rain to pretty much keep them filled. We're working with the Wayne McCullen at the water plant, and him and Amber are looking at that. They'll probably, if it's much longer than this, if there's no rain in the future, certainly start a conservation effort around town, and we'll start getting that on the radio and other places. We're still okay at this point. I think the large reservoir was maybe 4 feet, 4.5 feet down from the top. So it hasn't, initially it dropped pretty good, and then it's kind of just slowly going down now. So that's good news, I guess. But if you had the canneries cranked up now and this was going on, they use a lot of water. They use, during the period of time they're running, they probably use, I don't know, 70% of the water or more that is used in the community. So if it's going to be the time, this is probably the best time to have this happen as far as where they haven't really cranked up yet. But it would be nice to get some rain. So anyway, that's the status, and we're watching that, and if it gets to the point where we think you know, we need to do something, we certainly will.
Thank you.
In other words, shower with a friend.
Moving right along. Item 9, Borough Clerk's file.
How can I top that? Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything. Just remember, I won't be here for the next meeting, June 9th. I'll be away, and Deputy Clinking will be here in my place.
Any questions? Thank you. Item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Does an assembly member have any report?
Just report on the recent hospital meeting.
Go ahead.
We had a hospital meeting last Wednesday night. The hospital's put forward its budget, and it was approved by the board, and we should be seeing that coming forward to the assembly early in June. So I'm hopeful that we can get the budget out early to the assembly folks so that we can have some time to review it. And SEPA meeting in June as well, and we'll be going over our budget for SEPA, and I will be away, but Clay will be there for that.
Thank you.
Where's the next SEPA meeting going to be held?
Ketchikan.
Anything further? There are no appointments. We do have one resignation on Parks and Rec Board, but that will be advertised and probably come to force on the next meeting.
Hopefully.
Item 11, persons to be heard. I'd like to advise everyone that this is an opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is on the agenda. When the agenda item comes up, you will not have an opportunity to speak on it unless the assembly has a specific question regarding the item. So if you wish to speak on any item that's on the agenda, you need to sign the list so you can speak now.
Anybody else?
Thank you. We have one person to speak, Pam McCloskey on taxes. Would you come forward, state your name and address for the record, please?
Pam McCloskey, 210 Second. Don't know if it's Avenue Street. I just have a question more than anything else. I know I read through this whole portion just now, and I apologize for not reading it sooner, about the taxes being due all at one time. And it says that September is the ideal month because of construction and fishing and everything else, but it's also just before all the parents have to buy school clothes, get all the kids ready to go off to school. And I guess my question is there a reason why we don't do it around dividend time when there's actually, you know, possibility of that money there?
We looked at a lot of different dates. The communities that did this in one payment, which Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Sitka, and all of their payments were in September, not that we have to do what other people were doing. The other thing is the property taxes is the main source of revenue for the city, and the longer you go in the year, just the longer time you don't have any of that money available to you. And we didn't want to get it too far before it was August 15th and December 15th. Well, December 15th was terrible because of Christmas and all that things going on. So it was a combination, the reasoning was a combination between, you know, the end of the year where a lot of, like I said, and there are a lot of the summer people that do fisheries and construction and all those things. So we did look at that, but we chose September 15th just because we didn't want to wait too much longer into the year before you get any of that money.
Well, you're just waiting 1 month.
I know, but we already put it off 1 month from where it was before.
But don't you think it'd be the possibility of maybe having the money there in hand with it already coming to them and having less penalties and taxes and, you know, therefore, you know, just, you know, you know, September 30th, October.
You're talking to a finance guy that sooner we get the money, the better.
But that's the thing is, if they have the money, the better it is, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, my thoughts. Thanks, guys.
Item 12, unfinished business. Approval of a contract with Mike Allen Jr. for temporary use to harvest timber on city-owned property.
Move to authorize borough manager to execute the agreement between the city and borough of Wrangell and Mike Allen for the purpose of harvesting trees on the borough-owned institute property.
Second.
Oops.
Okay.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Proposed ordinance number 901, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Langley, Alaska, amending sections 5.04.350 and 5.04.360 of Chapter 5.04, Property Tax, of the Langley Municipal Code to amend the due date for payment of property taxes and the penalty and interest for late payments of property taxes. This is a second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 901.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes, Tim.
Just to kind of, I hadn't thought about what Mrs. McCloskey had said before this, but that does kind of make sense. Would it hurt the city much to move that into October instead of September?
Are you asking?
Mm-hmm.
Can I respond to that?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it's something we could do. I think we prefer it a little earlier in the year, but the permanent fund, and that's again assuming in the long-term future with the state situation, we have a permanent fund.
That's true.
So at this point, we get probably 65-70% of it on August 15th. Because a lot of people just pay it in full when they get it. A lot of the lending institutions do that. So it would be 2 months later than that. And the city's in a solid financial position that we could do that. That would be the only minor concern.
Yeah.
Is there a grace period on this thing or not? When it's all done and then you start getting penalized? Okay.
And the problem is, you know, a sales tax and property tax, I've been here long enough that I've had almost every major business in town miss something at some time, and it's spendy. And they come in the next day and holler and scream at you and say, I've been paying sales tax here for 40 years, and I'm one day late, and you're telling me I'm going to pay $500 because it's a penalty. And the problem is, if the next person that walks in that door and is late, I'm going to say, and the one that walked in before them that paid it, you know, where do you draw the line? So you either draw it on that date or you don't have it as far as I'm concerned. And so we have never, ever wavered on that.
Yeah. I personally would rather see you keep it in September. There's no good time to pay your property taxes. But You put it too late, you are crowding Thanksgiving, you're crowding Christmas, you're crowding a time of year when the fishermen are off, when the construction workers are off. September's usually a pretty good month. We all have income coming in by then, the fishing money's in by then. Guys are working construction. Well, I'm afraid if you start shoving this too late, it not only creates a burden for you to collect the money later, but it also is not the prime time that people are having a flux of income.
Can you pay your property tax with a credit card?
No.
So I was thinking that one could be a way, and then you could pay it off when you got your
fund. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12C. Okay.
Mr. Mayor, one. And we will start advertising this now so that people, you know, have a little more time to make sure they have the full payment rather than two, even though it's a month later than when they normally. So we will actively do that. When the bills come out the 1st of July, we'll make a point of putting a flyer in there. So we'll do everything we can to...
In bold print.
Write paper.
Proposed ordinance number 902, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding a new chapter 5.26 to Title V, Revenue and Finance of the Wrangell Municipal Code to establish the investment policy and objectives for the swimming pool fund. This is the second reading.
I move to adopt ordinance number 902.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
It says on here it's a first reading.
It does. I apologize.
It is a second reading?
That's a typo.
On the written page, it says second.
Okay. I am looking at yellow paper.
Any other questions or comments? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor?
Yes. Item 12D, proposed ordinance number 903, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, placing the question of exemption from AS 339.50, the State of Alaska's public official finance disclosure law, on the ballot for the October 6, 2015 regular borough election. This is the first reading.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 903 and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on June 9, 2015.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13, new business. Approval of the preferred conceptual waterfront master plan submitted by Corvus Design Incorporated.
Move to approve the preferred conceptual waterfront master plan as submitted by Corvus Design Incorporated.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution number 05-15-1317. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, levying a general tax for school and municipal purposes upon all taxable property within the borough for the tax year 2015 pursuant to Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.04.010, providing for the collection of taxes due in 2015 and prescribing penalties and interest for delinquent taxes.
Move to adopt resolution number 05-15-1317, approving the general tax levy for tax year 2015.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, resolution number 05-15-1318, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting the budget for all funds of the City of Wrangell, Alaska for the fiscal year 2015-2016.
Move to adopt resolution number 05-15-1318, approving the fiscal year 2015-2016 budget.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
Mr. Mayor, the one thing, I had a discussion with Fire Chief Buness recently regarding the age of our pumpers and our ISO rating. And I can't remember. I think it's 20 years. It may be 30 years. Our pumpers are aging. And we have, I know it's tight, and these are $300,000 rigs. But is there any, I know it's way late in the process, but I just kind of want to get it out there that if our pumpers get turned back by the ISO rating company, that will affect every taxpayer and the city dramatically if our insurance rates all go up because we don't have new enough firefighting equipment. Have we made any push to, you know, I know we can't obligate future assemblies to expenditures, but is there any way that we can start to look at putting funds away or doing something towards that in the future, Jeff? Is that, or sorry, Mr. Mayor, is that a possibility?
You know, every year we look at all the requests, and I think if you look in the capital list there, you can see the requests from all the different departments. And every year it's the same thing. There's always an immediate something now. The ISO thing was just done. We have 10 years before they do another one. Of course, by that time we'll be 10 years down the road and they'll be older and older. It's hard with when you have these other immediate things right now, sometimes it's hard to justify you know, huge expenditures like that that isn't going to be I guess used on a daily basis or a, you know, I don't know how often the trucks turn out, but that's police and fire, it's kind of the same thing. It's one of those things that you never need them, but when you do need them, it's now kind of thing. So that's always the dilemma. It's an expensive piece of equipment, and the actual miles that they run is pretty limited. And to put money away to do that, right now we have a small deficit budget. So to do something like that when you're already kind of in the hole, you know, it's difficult to do. So, and in the years to come with the revenue sharing going to start declining, it's going to get more difficult. So I guess I don't have a great answer for you that there isn't a pot of money. We will continue to, we're trying to replace, write a grant for a police car that will pay, I think, 75% of that for next year and get rid of two cars. That fund is limited to like $50,000, but it is for public safety kind of things, but $50,000 wouldn't, if that's all they had, it wouldn't get you very farther. It'd get you farther than we have today, but so that's the problem, is it's just when there's other things that, you know, roofs leaking and things like that, that buildings falling apart, can't keep the pool open or this or that, it's these immediate needs that seem to, we patch things together with the money we have, and so this is something they've got, ones that are working now, we can, okay, we'll wait one more year, and I know how that goes on, but.
I think the cautionary note that I don't want to misconstrue what Chief Guness said to me, but that the ISO can be revoked if within the 10-year period, your equipment comes out of date, and we're going to be dramatically out of date as we move forward. So that's just, I think, something for us all to understand, is that we may face that, that they can come back and do a reassessment. But the second thing is I think for me, public safety is obviously a really important thing, and I would hate that we're backburnering public safety ever. I don't think we are, but I really want to make sure that as we move forward, we just can't pull $350,000 out of thin air and make it happen. And I asked about grants, what is the possibility of grants, and it's tough, and I know the FEMA grants were never for major apparatus, right, unless you were involved directly in 9/11. So I'm, you know, I'm concerned that we're going to be 10 years down the road, we're going to have 30 or 40 year old pumpers and be in a real pickle, and if we have a response and our pumpers fail on a response, that could really set us up for some big problems. So I don't know what the solution is, but I would really encourage, I don't know who I would encourage, but someone to try and figure out a way for us to do this. I mean, other communities do it. We should be able to do.
What are the possibilities of, instead of paying out $300,000 or $350,000 for a brand new pumper, is looking at some of the larger cities that are upgrading or replacing, getting bigger equipment, and maybe buying a used one that has still got a lot of years of life into it at a reduced cost?
I think the last ones we got were used. I mean, I don't think we've ever, at least since I've been here, we've never bought a brand new pumper.
We bought a new one.
Did we?
I think the Pierce that they have, the brand, that was brand new.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. But yeah, we would entertain, you know, any option to upgrade. And we do each year, like I said, when we have this huge list from our department heads that this is failing and that's failing, and so it's okay to do buy a new fire truck and have your roof fall in. You know, it's they're all important, but it seems like there's too many immediate needs to, and that eats up the money, and then all of a sudden you've spent the money you have, and but we will. I agree. I think it's something, you know, the longer you wait, it gets tougher and tougher to, then you really get behind. All your trucks are getting older, and then pretty soon you're behind the eight ball and you're in a bad situation. But no, we'll continue to look at that. I don't know how often they're utilized. That's another, you know, that's another always an issue. And, you know, we look at that with everything we do is, you know, how many times a week or month or whatever we're using something. And with fire trucks, sometimes they don't get used, you know, often. Years ago they were, because the building situation in town, we had a lot of old buildings and they were, seemed like they were always catching fire and doing things, but not as many anymore. And so it's just, again, it's kind of one of those immediate need things. So.
I think, you know, the possibility, if there is any possibility on grants or something, look into that aspect.
And we look. I know Carol does a bunch of them that, all kind of things that we try to get money from somebody else to pay it. So, and if we don't do it, someone else will. So we try to get our name in there also. And right now it's pretty much the federal monies, because some of the state agencies do it, but it's through federal money that they have to disperse to municipalities. But for that kind of thing, it is tough to find money to get those things. So.
Yeah. Have we ever had a fund, or is it just an impossibility by our charter to do something like that, that we put away $15,000 or $20,000 a year?
Well, like you said, I'll tell you what happened. We have tried that before.
Yeah.
And first time there's a budget crisis, you got so much in your thing, the fund is robbed, and that's the end of it. So, we have to balance the budget. Let's take it out of the equipment replacement fund, and it's gone. So we've tried that. It just never did work very well. Because if you take money to do that, to get the money to do that, you raise taxes or don't fix a roof, or don't do this, or, you know, so fix the swimming pool so it can open. And so it's always a balancing act of, kind of like at my house, I'd love to have a big yacht sitting out there in the bay somewhere, but this isn't gonna happen, so.
Bake sale.
Yeah. Bake sale.
Any further discussion or comments? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Attorney's file. It has been provided to the assembly. Executive session, we have none. Item 16, adjournment at 7:40.